Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level. Welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Hope you're doing great wherever you are, whenever you are. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode is titled Understanding Empowers Influence. Pretty good title. I can thank AI for that. I had about five different ways of trying to say that. And we threw it into ChatGPT and it was smarter than me, or at least quicker than me. So, that's something to be excited and scared about at the same time. Anyway, what am I talking about? Understanding empowers influence. This is a really important aspect of the psychology of influencing people, and I'll explain it a little bit more simply and less in a robotic ChatGPT perfectly delivered title. Whether it's trying to have influence in the outcome of something, or probably more accurately or more importantly, influencing somebody's opinion, right? But maybe they have an objection. There's something that they don't agree with. You might be trying to change their mind, or you might be trying to help them make the right decision. You're trying to have influence over the outcome and their point of view. Having an understanding and showing an understanding are one of the most important things that you can do, for multiple reasons, and it's something that I could spend so much time talking about, but we try to keep these episodes short and sweet, so that's exactly what I'll do. One of the first and most important reasons is because for somebody to even be open to the idea of having their mind changed or being educated or influenced, however you want to describe it, I believe that one of the most important steps is that they feel understood, that they don't feel, silly for they're not made to feel silly for having their initial opinion, or not feel validated, that they need to feel understood, and that the person who they're communicating with understands them. Because if not, what can happen is if they feel any of those things that I just mentioned, then their pride and their ego can come into play. And this is when you can butt heads with people. And when people don't feel understood, or they're made to feel like their opinion isn't valid, or they're being irrational, or they're uneducated, or they're wrong, people will get their back up and their pride and ego will come into play, and they won't listen to you. They won't be open to influence just for the sake of it, because they're not happy, because they don't want to feel stupid, and whatever it is, their pride and their ego comes into play. And we experience this all the time in our lives. You might be in a conversation with a loved one, friend, or whatever, and you're in a silly disagreement or argument about something, and maybe at some point throughout that, some point into the conversation, they say something, and internally you realize, oh, they might be right. And most of us have experienced this, that there's something that stops us from just admitting that they're right straight away. Like, we're too deep into it. Our pride and ego are in the way, and like, we hold on to it, even though, against our better judgment, we're not open to it. And this is what can happen. So what we want to do is we want to diffuse that ego. We want to lower the barrier that they might feel like putting up, or not even let the barrier go up in the first place, by showing an understanding, showing them that you understand where they're coming from and making them feel understood. This is one of the most important parts to handling objections and to influencing people. How you articulate this and the words that you use and the tonality and the body language, it's all very, very important. It can be done in so many different ways, and it's worthwhile exploring and working on in the training room with colleagues and getting feedback on this. The other reason why coming back to understanding empowers influence, the other reason why this is important is because you can gather so much insight into how to educate and influence somebody when you are actually trying to understand where they're coming from. And so often we sit in our position and we are frustrated by somebody else's point of view or lack of understanding, and we're not being fair to their situation or the situation that they're in necessarily, but regardless, because we're like, oh, they, as if they don't get it, and we're impatient and we don't have this understanding, we don't get this insight into their understanding of the situation. And when we do get this insight into it, it's amazing how much intel and knowledge we can gather and the answers we can actually come up with. Because we now understand the position that they're in, we can now understand what information they would require to be able to potentially change their opinion and educate them otherwise. But it's very difficult to educate somebody from a completely different perspective, right? So, I mean, examples of this, some really simple real estate examples of this are like not understanding why a vendor would think that if they had a cheaper agent and they paid a cheaper marketing package, that they would have more money in their pocket at the end of the day. Like, that makes kind of common sense, right? This is a pretty basic example that I think most people would have an understanding of, but I think we don't think about it enough. You know, if you were uneducated, or if you had been educated by the marketplace, you know, which, or you had been, you had developed an opinion from the marketplace and your experience in real estate that, well, yeah, go with the cheaper agent, get the cheaper marketing package, then I'm going to have more money at the end of the day, which isn't the case, right? In a lot of circumstances, a cheaper marketing package won't get the exposure that's required and attract enough buyers, and you won't build the competition that you need. And the cheaper agent, it can often end up being the most expensive and may not be a great negotiator or understand a sales strategy or know how to achieve the highest possible price. But a vendor doesn't necessarily know all of these things and how important these factors are. But if we sort of just try to bark at them what we think they should know, and we don't first of all make them feel understood, and then secondly have a true understanding as to why they would think this, then we don't empower ourselves to be able to influence them. This is something I could, as I said, I could go on about it for so long. You know, we want to keep these episodes short and succinct, and hopefully this makes sense. Understanding empowers influence. If you want to have influence in a situation, no matter how big or small, whether it's overcoming an objection or trying to educate a potential client or anybody in life, truly trying to understand where they are coming from and showing them that you do understand where they're coming from is going to help you have far more influence as a salesperson and just as a human being in any interaction. I hope this episode was helpful. I hope I explained it well enough. I think I did. And I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching. Thank you for tuning in.